Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend John Deaney. John is the author of the award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. Hunting in a Farmer's World. That's one of his several books that he's written, and I encourage you to check that out. You got a website for the book, John?
Yes, it's at huntinginafarmersworld.com, or if you just use the acronym, there's a neat quiz to see if you're a hunter or a farmer, HIAFW.com.
All right. And also JohnFDeaney.com. Check that out. And you can get a jump on his outstanding articles that he's very prolific about every week or so. John, we've been talking about the difference between what customers need and what they want. For a long, long time, I've been talking about that in my work. And as I mentioned earlier, I wrote one of the chapters in my new book is all about that. One of the things that I like to point out for small business owners is the future of their success, in my opinion, is in getting the margins that they need, right? Because if you don't make the kind of profit margins, gross margins that you need, you can't pay your bills, you can't drop enough money to the bottom line to sustain success. And I believe where that margin lies for small business is in the difference between what people need and what they want. People need housing. They need shelter. But what they want is a home.
Mm-hmm.
They need to cover their nakedness. But what they want is a look. They need transportation. But what they want is a ride. Right? The more you can talk to them about what they want, which in my opinion is anywhere from a little bit more to everything, the more you can keep them in the world of what they want, not what they need, the more people will pay more for what they want. And that's where the margin lies. That's where the customization lies. And that's how you keep them from going to a big box. What do you think?
I agree, Jim. And when you talk about qualifying customers, you know, every single qualification, every single customer interview, every single discovery of what they need should be going somewhere where you can reference it. You know, it's not de novo every time you go out to talk to a customer. It should, what you're bringing to the game is all you know about talking to other customers before. And that's when you can ask questions. And I script it, you know, and I add to the scripts all the time. And, you know, every time a customer brings up something, and I go, I don't have a question about that. That's an important thing to know when I'm talking to a customer. I write it down and I add it to the script. And when I go out, I have no bones about it. I don't pretend that, you know, I'm doing this out of my own pure genius. I pull out a sheet that applies to the project or the product that we're talking about. And I say, if you don't mind, I'm going to go through these because it's going to help me understand what you're looking for. And nobody minds. Nobody thinks you're
No, they like the idea that you've got a little bit of science there.
Right, and they like the fact that you have a system and that you have enough interest in it. And of course, although they may bring up things you didn't think of, certainly having those questions organized. And it's always the one you were going to skip and you ask anyway. That's the big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you make them think about things they hadn't thought about, and they become more open to your solutions.
Well, because that's what often happens is, you know, I just think about like a realtor showing a lady a house, and she says, but this wall, I don't like where this wall is. And the realtor would say, well, let me ask you a question. What do you think about that view? Oh, that view is magnificent. Well, you know what? That view isn't anywhere else in the world except right here, but that wall can be moved.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want? You want the wall moved or do you want the view? You know, you need the wall moved, but you want the view.
Right. Right. That's an excellent example. But going through it in a process with them really opens them up, and that's how you avoid the he's trying to sell me something, he's trying to sell me something. No, these are questions I ask everyone. These aren't questions I'm just asking you. These are questions that I need to determine how best to approach what you want from
and
me.
And your answer is different from everyone else's.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
Your canned questions produce unique answers.
That's good, too. I like that. I'm going to steal that. Can I steal that?
Yeah, you steal that. Put it in your next award-winning book, Mr. Deedy. Anything I can do to help you on your career, John? You know, I'm always ready. I'm always willing to help you in your startup career. JohnFDeedy.com, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorites. And Hunting in a Farmer's World. Don't forget to check out that book. Hey, John, come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy
Gotta
New Year.
Go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.